you've had plenty of success as far as golf as well at Frank Phillips and Clarendon. How do you build on those successes and apply them now to Garden City?
I think the big thing is the fact that I got so many more resources. It's an easier sell. I've got two beautiful golf courses. I have an incredible community. We have phenomenal support, and so I can take and have more to be able to attract even bigger and better golfers. And so I think all the components are in place to take it to the next level. I am thoroughly pleased that in all the years and stuff, I was in the top 20 in the nation. But the vision ahead is I'd like the goal to be the top 10 in the nation. And at Garden City, with everything there and the people, I think that can happen.
This program obviously has gone through its fair share of head coaches since it came back in 2011. What do you now bring to the table that can maybe even more so look just from the stability standpoint?
I'm old.
No. There you go. Oh,
there we go. Wait. The word now is I'm well seasoned.
That's probably better.
I've been there, done that, and then just, you know, the network that I've built through just, you know, my roles as athletic director and conference commissioner and region director, I just got to know a lot of people. And so when I transitioned into the golf coach, I just was able to pick up the phone and call people and make connections. And, you know, already I already have several golf recruits, and I would hope in the next 2 weeks that we're going to be announcing several players, not only within the United States, but also internationally, that'll be coming to the program.